Erin Sweeney, here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. U.S. Representative Steve Cohen, who has represented the state's 9th district for nearly two decades, is ending his reelection campaign. In a statement, he says he made the decision after Tennessee Republicans approved President Donald Trump's mid-decade redistricting plan that carved the 9th up into three GOP-leaning districts. WPLN's Mariana Baca-Yao reports. State lawmakers from both sides of the aisle have joined the race, hoping to take his spot in Washington.
Candidates had a little over a week to join the race after the state approved the new map. Republican State Senator Brent Taylor of Memphis declared a conflict of interest during the special session last week and quickly joined the District 9 race. State Representative Todd Warner of Lewisburg, also a Republican, did not declare a conflict of interest, but has also thrown his hat in the ring for the seat. On the Democratic side, State Senator London Lamar of Memphis, who once interned for Cohen, has joined the race. Lamar, like other Memphis Democrats, has argued that the new map dilutes black voting power. And Representative Justin J. Pearson, also of Memphis, had already been running against Cohen before the new maps were drawn. He's criticized Democrats who are joining the race now, arguing they should be banding together in this current moment. Mariana Baca-Yao, WPLN News.
Columbia Mayor Chas Mulder has been running against incumbent Representative Andy Ogles in the 5th District. The new maps cut Columbia out of the 5th District entirely, but Chas Mulder has said that he is going to run in that district anyway. Lawmakers paused the laws that require candidates to live in the districts that they're running in. A grand jury has indicted nearly a dozen people who worked in the Knox County Sheriff's Office. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation announced the indictments yesterday. They center on a theft scheme where employees allegedly misspent more than $300,000 on personal expenses. The money went to things like electronics, hunting equipment, and home renovation materials. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.